right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We are live here in New York City with U2. It's a special evening with U2 here on the Global Satellite Network. All the guys are here. It's kind of more like a party than a live radio broadcast. Bono is here, and The Edge is here, and Larry's here, and Adam's here. So, hi, guys.
Hey. Hi.
You guys stuck in a rainstorm on the way over?
Well, it was raining earlier on, but we seem to avoid it.
I just want to let everybody know that the number to call when we start taking calls, which we'll do in just a little while, is 1-800-344-ROCK. Now, the first thing I want to know, because we're all sitting around here, I mean, here's a band that has been, over the years at least, kind of almost notorious in their aversion to radio and press and media, and yet you guys decided to get on the radio with a few million people listening throughout North America. What went into the decision to kind of hang out with everybody tonight?
That's the difficulty.
We love you.
That's it. You love us? That's it? That's just it.
We want to sell our record.
Well, you're certainly doing plenty of that. Now, I had an idea here. You've been phoning the White House. Bono, you've been doing this on stage.
Yeah, I do it every night. That's right.
And is it part of your of the Vote Baby campaign that U2's involved in?
No, it's more just mischief. I mean, we just, you know, it's just part of the whole Zoo TV thing is the abuse of technology, and we have a satellite dish on the road, and we.
Well, I've seen the show that I know how you access various cables with your remote control right on stage live.
Yeah, it's just whatever's in the air that night, we use it. And the phone is there, and we thought, well, let's have a phone on stage, and we can ring anyone. You know, we can ring home.
All right. So the people who haven't seen the show, tell them what's been going on. You've been trying to phone President Bush at the White House.
Yeah, that's right. It's just, we normally get through to the operator, and she's. They're different operators, but they seem to be getting to know it.
What I was going to suggest is, since we're doing a phone show here with everybody, and everybody's going to be calling you later, would you do that? Can we call the White House?
Absolutely. This girl is getting to know us, but maybe we'll get lucky tonight. Maybe we'll get George.
Maybe this will be the night. We got about 6 million people tuned in. That would be kind of cool if this was the night. So the number we're handing over to the producer, they're going to phone it and see if we can get them on, all right?
All right.
Okay. This is going to be great. So we're going to call the White House live.
We don't mind talking to our friendly operator either.
Is she nice?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah, she's called Daphne.
Daphne the operator? Well, I mean, is there only, no matter what time you call, you get the same operator?
No, it just feels like that.
She wakes up for us.
And when people see the show, the Zoo TV show, they can hear Daphne on the sound system, right?
Yep.
Just the same way. Are we trying, so I'm asking the control room now, are we trying to put that call through? We are trying to put the call through right now. In the meantime, while we're waiting for, hopefully we'll get President Bush on the line. And I have to tell everybody that this is for real. We are actually making the call as the band, as Bono and the band have done each night on stage. There is a very concerted and conscious act of wanting to kind of have some fun, the band having some fun, as opposed to some serious. I mean, U2 has an image. Is it a bad rap of being a very, very serious band?
That cost us a fortune, that image.
No, I mean, was it a bad rap, or were you, and is there kind of like just a change in attitude and change in latitude?
No, we're still as serious, as boringly, painfully, horribly serious as we always were, but we're getting much better at, you know, pretending we're not. And, you know, most people who are, you know, in rock and roll or who are lost in it, like we are very serious about it. But some people out there are just better at pretending that they're not. I mean, I think isn't it a Stones song that says it's only rock and roll, but I like it. Do you really think he believes that?
I think he probably kind of liked it when he made the record, no?
No, I don't think he believes it, though. I think it's his life, and he's done some great things with Keith, and I don't, you know, and it's rock and roll, something we're into, and we're lost in it, and but at the moment we're sort of, you know, we're making we're making light of it. That's what we're doing. But it's just a deliberate media ploy.
Well, is everybody in show business in the same business, or is rock and roll a different show business from, let's say, Las Vegas show business?
No, that's shoe business.
You're getting it mixed up with politics.
Is that it? De Bono, a quote from you was, "I don't think people realize how much being in a band is like fumbling about in the dark. You make it up as you go along." That's something I read that they say you said.
I was talking about being in bed. Sure. We started this band. We were just kids. Adam was 16. I was 15. Edge was 14. Larry still is 14. And we didn't know what we were doing, and we still don't really. We have a lot more clues than we had then. You do stumble about a bit, and that's all right. It's okay not to know everything. You know, we were a band before we knew how to play our instruments, for instance, and that just got us to making up new chords, and we didn't learn by the book. We wrote our own songs because we couldn't play other people's very well, and it's okay not to know everything. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
We're going to still try putting this call through from you two to President Bush at the White House. And while we keep trying that, maybe we should get to some music. And we'd like to play Even Better Than the Real Thing from the Achtung Baby CD. Anybody got something to say about that?
I have to say that you pronounced it very well.
Achtung. I was wondering if the next album is going to be called Heil Honey.
That's your solo album.
That's mine. Okay. Well, anyway, here's Even Better Than the Real Thing from the Achtung Baby album by CD on CD by U2. Yeah, Even Better Than the Real Thing. Music from U2 here on a very special evening with U2. I want to remind everybody who does get on the air with us during the course of the program by dialing 1-800-344-ROCK. 1-800-344-ROCK. That will give you a CD copy of U2's Achtung Baby. It's brought to you by Columbia House Music Club. And look for their ad in the upcoming issue of Rolling Stone to get more information about their offers. Columbia House, entertaining America one person at a time. I think you'd strum a little bit while I do the commercials and the copy. The guitar that you've been hearing strumming through the thing is in Bono's hands. It just sounds so nice to have a little music bed, Bond.
You can tell it's in my hands because there's only one string playing at a time. Yeah.
Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to let you hear us place that phone call to the White House. We're going to try to contact President Bush live here on the program. So don't go away. We're going to do that for you right after we come back with our special evening with U2 on the Global Satellite Network. We're going to try making this call. We want you to hear us dialing it. We're calling the White House in Washington, D.C. This is something that the band has been doing live on stage. That's the very number, isn't it, Bono?
I know the tune so well.
You could write a little lyric to that tune.
I'm sure I could. I will.
Here we go.
That's the White House ringing now.
Hello? Is that the White House? Hello? Is that the White House?
Oh, man.
Oh, Daphne, don't be like that.
Did she hang up on you?
Well, you know, maybe she's in a bad mood. I don't blame her. I mean, she's probably got a lot to do, and she might be getting wise to this call at this time of night.
Try one more time. It's the White House phone ringing.
White House.
Hello, is that the White House?
Yes.
How are you? I'd like to speak to the president.
She's not available.
If at all possible. I call regularly, and usually with a different accent. But could
Thank
I leave
you
a message?
For calling. Good night.
Could I leave a message for the president? No.
Well, I tell you what.
Since we're just not as important as we thought we were.
I tell you what, guys. Since you can't talk to President Bush at the White House, would you mind talking to Amy from Appleton, Wisconsin, who's listening to us on 105.7 WAPL?
Sure. Amy's probably a lot more interesting.
Anyway. I bet she is. Hi, Amy.
Well, I hope I'm a lot more interesting
than President Bush.
Hey, hi, Amy.
Hello, I have a question. What were your individual career goals the day before the band was formed? What did you think you'd be doing with your life?
Learning to play F sharp minor bar chord was my first career goal. It's going well.
That's Adam speaking with you, Amy.
Certainly is.
Is that it?
Amy, any other questions? Do you want four answers?
No. Actually, I kind of did have another question then.
Go on.
Go ahead, Amy.
This is going to sound really weird, but my friend Robin and I have this thing called Tuesday Night Dinner that we do every Tuesday. And
what's it called?
Hello?
What's it called again?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What is this thing called that you do with your friend?
Tuesday Night Dinner. We couldn't go to your concert in Madison, and every Tuesday night we get together and we had this. We cooked this dinner for our friends, and we couldn't go, and we were so sad, and we thought, heck, wouldn't it be neat to have you two for dinner guests? So you're cordially invited to dinner at our house anytime.
Whoa, that's nice.
Well, that's good. If they're ever in Appleton, Wisconsin, they might look you up. Thanks, Amy, for the call. And we're going to now speak to somebody who's right here in New York with us and listens to the station that I'm on each day, 92.3 K-Rock. Hi, Helen. You're on the air with you two.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Helen, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. My question is particularly meant for Bono. How has your perspective changed or your approach changed towards touring now that you're a father of two children?
A grown-up question.
It's a very serious question, Bono.
Yes, it is. It makes it there are a lot more reasons to stay at home. That's for sure. It's hard to balance what are your aspirations musically with your aspirations for your other life. And I'm not sure I've gotten it right, but I'm very glad to be out on the road. And they don't seem to mind me going away. When I leave, they all seem very happy, smiling faces, waving, almost throwing a party. Maybe they're glad to get rid of me.
Kids miss you?
I don't know.
The kids probably miss you a lot.
Well, they're sort of too young to say that exactly, but I hope they do soon.
How old are they?
I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we should give the male gender some equal time here and talk to Casey calling in from Fort Collins. Casey's listening to us on KTCL. Hi, Casey. Say hi to the guys and you, too.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Casey.
I just wanted to ask you, on your Rattle and Hum video, a few years back, you guys had went to Graceland, and I noticed it was pretty quiet between the four of you, and I wanted to know what took your best interest and if you guys felt like you were there more as individuals or as a group.
Casey, get to the point, man. You want to know, they were at Graceland and...
Yeah, I want to know what took their best interest and if they felt like they were there as a group or as individuals.
Ed, you want to handle this one?
That's pretty...
Right. You're on par. I wouldn't mind some of it.
That's pretty deep, Casey. Graceland's, we weren't sure what to expect when we went to Graceland's because there's so much... so much written about it, about how over the top it was, how kitsch it was, and how it was kind of, it gave you an insight into not Elvis as at his best, but what Elvis became, detached from society, like a kind of victim. But we didn't get that impression at all. Going to Graceland's, we actually saw a place which was full of humor and kind of all the positive sides that I always thought of when I thought of Elvis. So I was actually very very surprised in a good way when I went there, and it was a good day.
Well, Graceland is kind of almost like a cathedral in the American South right now. And then tomorrow night, you guys are going to be in Yankee Stadium. Now I don't know whether four fellas from Ireland understand what Yankee Stadium means to Americans, and especially to New Yorkers. I mean, it's practically a cathedral. It's a real event to have you two come to Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built.
They're very good to have us there to play. I think they call it the house that Ruth built, isn't that right? Because Ruth,
that's right,
played there, and Joe DiMaggio played there. And I mean, we don't know very much about baseball, but we sure like the idea of of playing there, and it's cool because people can get the tube there, you know? They can get the subway there. They don't have to travel so far. We played Giants Stadium there for two nights last week, and that was great, but this is right at the heart of New York. So for New Yorkers, right. I think they like the idea.
And the way they configure the stage in Yankee Stadium, you'll be out in center field, and that is the position that Joe DiMaggio played and Mickey Mantle played, and you too will be playing center field in Yankee Stadium tomorrow night and Saturday.
I never thought we'd get that close to Marilyn Monroe.
Ha ha, very good. All right, let's get to some music. And I thought we'd play Bullet the Blue Sky. This is one of the truly great tracks from the Joshua Tree. Here's U2.
Speaking of Marilyn Monroe.